In the latest in the pandemic, today students in New York City and New Jersey can go to school with no masks as we see COVID rules loosening across the country. Case numbers, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to fall in general, but not everywhere. Let's check in now with Dr. Abdul El-Sayed. He's an epidemiologist and former health commissioner for the city of Detroit. Dr. El-Sayed, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott.
In your view, is this a good time to lift indoor mask rules?
Well, I think we've achieved what's basically an armistice with this virus for now. And I think you look at the number of cases, we're down around where we were back in the middle of July. And so this really is a moment where the risk of contracting COVID is about as low as it's been during this pandemic. And this is a moment when folks are rather safe to go back to a lot of the things that we knew and loved beforehand. That's not to say that the pandemic is over, that COVID doesn't have other variants that it's willing to throw at us. It just means that for right now, we're rather safe. And I think folks should take the advantage to enjoy the things that made life what it was.
Now, I was looking at the CDC's map of the country, and there are still spots, say in Montana and West Virginia, where case numbers are still considered high, according to the government's data. So what's going on in those areas, and what do you think the public health approach in those places should be?
That's right. Well, there are probably two things that are happening at the same time in those places. Number one is that those are areas with relatively low vaccination rates. And two, they tend to be rather sparsely populated, not as densely populated. And so the virus has a lot more people to infect, but takes a bit longer to infect more folks. And so you're seeing a lagging wave of Omicron versus where you'd been elsewise. I mean, these are places where oftentimes COVID precautions haven't been followed. Obviously, if you're in the middle of a surge, you really want those precautions. And, you know, the same thing we've been saying for over a year now is folks really ought to get vaccinated. It's the most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones.
Of course, there are a number of people, perhaps in your family, certainly in mine, who are considered higher risk medically. How would you advise them?
Right. Right now, obviously, after vaccines, the most important thing you can do is continue to mask. And we know that a properly fit N95 really can protect you, even if other folks around you are not masked. And so it really is important for these folks who are high risk, pretend potentially worse outcomes if they're infected, to make sure to continue to wear their masks in places where the risk really is still there, still present. And the risk for them may be particularly high considering their medical background.
Okay. Let me ask you about some of the data metrics that so many of us are looking at regularly. For so long, we were counting cases with this test positivity rate. Now the CDC is focusing, in addition, on the number of people hospitalized or hospital ICU capacity. So how should the rest of us use that data to decide where to travel, to decide whether to go out and buy groceries, et cetera?
Right. So a lot of what the CDC is trying to do is leverage the goals that we have around COVID precautions to think about the capacity of the health system. That's why they're looking at the proportion of beds occupied by COVID patients and the severity of disease, why they're looking at hospitalizations. For most of us, if you really are worried about the risk of contracting COVID, the COVID case number is the right metric. And so if you're traveling to a place where the case number is high, you may consider taking extra precautions. But for right now, right, considering where we are really globally, the risk is rather low. And so folks, I really think can get back to some of the things that they've enjoyed, whether that's travel or eating indoors, in a relatively safe manner.
Okay. And just very quickly on vaccines, new data from the government showed vaccines offered weaker protection against Omicron than previous variants. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I want to be clear, right? Omicron had this capacity based on its evolution to be able to evade, in part, our vaccine-mediated immunity. That said, the vaccines were still very protective against serious infection and hospitalization. So while they weren't perfect against infection, they really did save a number of lives. And we have to remember that that always was the endpoint we were looking to protect against.
All right. Dr. Abdul El-Sayed is an epidemiologist and former health commissioner for the city of Detroit. Dr. El-Sayed, thank you again.
Thank you, Scott.